From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. July 19th, 10 in health, the one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from New Atlas, world first airdrop of an autonomous drone boat into rough seas. So the Royal Air Force just did something pretty cool. They dropped an autonomous drone boat from a cargo plane into the North Sea. This was part of a project called Project Beehive, which is run by the Royal Navy. The drone boat, made by Kraken Technologies, is called the K3 Scout, and it was parachuted out of an Airbus A400M plane. The test was to see if the drone boat could survive being dropped from a plane and then operate on its own in rough seas. I don't have the results of the test, but the fact that they're trying this out is pretty interesting. It could potentially be used for things like surveillance or reconnaissance in the future. It's not a huge surprise that the Royal Navy and Royal Air Force are working together on this, given that they're both part of the UK's military, but it's still a pretty impressive feat of engineering, and it'll be interesting to see where this technology goes from here. The North Sea is a pretty challenging place to test something like this, with rough waters and strong winds. So if the drone boat can handle those conditions, that's a good sign for its potential use in other places. I'll be keeping an eye on this project to see what happens next. Next. Second, from South Dakota Voices. Why is South Dakota fighting Elon Musk and Peter Thiel? South Dakota is trying to attract a real estate developer to build traditional data centers in the state, despite Elon Musk's plans to launch space-based data centres in 2027 and Peter Thiel's investment in an ocean-based data centre startup. The state is offering tax breaks to the developer who lacks a tech background. This move seems out of touch with the evolving data centre landscape, much like choosing to invest in horse-drawn carriages after the introduction of automobiles. It's unclear whether South Dakota will reconsider its approach or waste taxpayer money on this project. Up next, third, from The Eyewall. Saturday afternoon, Gulf checkup as development odds nudge up a bit. In brief, odds of development in the Northeast Gulf have increased a good bit since yesterday. However, the likely intensity of any system still looks to remain low. We update the rain totals and potential impacts on this Saturday afternoon. I just want to check in this afternoon, as we have seen some changes in the broader evolution of the Gulf disturbance off the coast of Florida. First, the satellite loop shows what may seem like a pretty well-defined circulation. And there is, but the pressures are high, the winds are low, and the circulation is broad. And then... Fourth, from Holistic Farming, Regenerative Consulting, Rooted Possibilities. Jay Drysdale offers a ground truth session for anyone who wants a realistic plan for their land. He spends 15 years reading farms without synthetic inputs, then gives you two or three concrete pathways that fit the time, money, and labour you actually have. You start by sharing three things: your vision for the property, the resources you own, soil, water, buildings, animals, capital, hours, and what's already working or not. Jay then maps the whole system: soil health, water, crops, livestock, waste loops, and even family life, to spot leaks and synergies. Pricing is simple: $150 for under an acre, $300 for 1 to 5 acres, and $500 8 bulls for larger farms. Remote sessions use maps and photos. On-site visits add travel costs. Each session ends with a concise written summary that tells you what to tackle first, what to drop, and why. It's a map, not a to-do list, aimed at gardeners, homesteaders, and small-scale farmers who want a clear, grounded next step without the hype. Next, fifth, from Muse Guided. The difference between privacy and hiding. Privacy feels like a door you can open on your own terms, something whole that you choose to keep whole for now. Hiding, by contrast, is a reflexive shut that the fear inside you pulls. a sealed space that grows heavier because you didn't choose it. Winnicott's idea that a healthy self keeps a sealed core captures this. When the sealed room stays closed, it becomes a trap, turning privacy into hidden shame. The telltale signs are the feeling of ordinary boredom versus a swelling, secretive pressure, and whether you can lift the latch without a physical recoil. In short, if you could let the thing out when you want, it's privacy. If the silence tightens your throat, it's hiding. Up next, sixth, from phys.org. Students create chemical safety model for everyday exposures. So a student at Georgia Tech, Dia Godavati, was part of a class that focused on reducing chemical exposure in communities that are more vulnerable to it. This class was a bit different. It was part of a program that lets students work on long-term research projects that involve multiple disciplines and semesters. As part of this class, Dia and her team developed a tool to help workers respond to chemical spills or open containers, which could be really useful in improving safety. The tool they created is a model for chemical safety, and it's designed to help people understand and prepare for everyday exposures to chemicals. It's not a huge study or anything, just a small project that came out of a class, but it's still a pretty cool example of how students can work together to create something practical and useful. It's worth noting that this project was focused on chemical equity, which is all about reducing chemical exposure in communities that are already disadvantaged. So the fact that these students were able to create something that could help with that is a pretty big deal. I think it's also interesting that this project was part of a program that lets students work on long-term research projects. It's not every day that you see students working on projects that span multiple semesters, so it's cool to see Georgia Tech giving them the opportunity to do that. Overall, this is a small but interesting project that could have some real-world applications. It's not going to change the world or anything, but it's still a great example of how students can work together to create something useful and practical. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow, that's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.